You're listening to another episode of The Zag. Eric Kosob here, excited to continue our series featuring the 2019 NLCLA Fellows. Today, we're joined by Daniel Johnson. Let's hear a little bit more about what he's up to and his contributions to LA. Let's get to it. All right, Daniel, one of the things I wanted to chat with you about is neighborhood council life. You're currently the president of one of our many neighborhood councils here. Give us the scoop on which one.
Yes, I'm currently the president of the Zapata King Neighborhood Council located in CD9.
And what are some of the main issues facing your neighborhood council these days?
Right now, one of the key things is the homeless population. So we're trying to address that issue.
And are folks clamoring for permanent housing when they come in front of you? Are they against it? What kind of things are you seeing during public comment or those parts of the meeting?
A lot of residents are against the homeless population because they're homeowners, but we're having a dialogue to bring everybody to the table and see, try to find the best solution for that.
Yeah. And were you on the neighborhood council before you became president, or did you jump in at that level?
I actually jumped in at that level. So our neighborhood council is one of the newest neighborhood councils in South LA. I got past the interim board, and that same day I was elected president.
Nice. And when is your term up?
My term is actually up June this year.
Okay. Are you going to run again or still TBD?
TBD.
Okay. We'll keep us posted. And listen, tell us a little bit about your actual day job when you're not neighborhood council president. What kind of things do you do to pass the time?
So I'm currently working as program manager for their nonprofit CD Tech. I'm one of the three managers that oversee their Public Allies Los Angeles program, a program that places different individuals at nonprofits. It's an AmeriCorps-based service learning program.
Nice. And so do you find the nonprofits to place folks at, or they find you? How does that work?
I do a little bit of both. I'm not necessarily partner recruitment. I get the joy of finding the individuals that come into the program.
And so when you're trying to find those folks, what are some of the one or two things you always prioritize?
We try to prioritize those that are from the community, those that are from the most marginalized communities. We're talking Black, Brown, LGBTQ, gender nonconforming, you name it. If they're marginalized, we try to give them the access, the opportunity.
Nice. And are you from Los Angeles, or did you grow up somewhere else?
Born and raised in South Central Los Angeles.
Nice. How have things changed in South Los Angeles, South Central, since you have gotten older?
It's like everywhere else in LA, it's becoming to be gentrified, actually, as we speak.
Yeah. Do you feel like you want to stay there? Do you want to live outside of LA, outside of California? What are some of the longer-term plans for you?
So I love it here. I want to stay here. I'm continuing my education. I'm at Trade Tech. I'm hoping I could just go to USC. I can see myself here for the rest of my life.
Nice. And last thing, give us some things you're looking forward to once the NLC class starts in January.
I'm really looking forward to the diversity, the wide range of conversations we can have, and, you know, just challenging each other in some of our ideas. I know we all come from great places, but there's also a lot of learning that we can continue to do.
You know, one of the things that the fellows class usually ends up debating is what it means in that particular year to be progressive. What does that term mean to you right now?
Progressive to me, really being inclusive to everyone, no matter age, gender, sex, race, just being really inclusive to hearing everybody at the table and making the best possible solutions.
Nice. Well, listen, congrats on the fellowship. We're excited to see you in January. And thanks for everyone for listening to this episode of The Zag. You can catch all past episodes featuring the other 19 amazing NLC fellows that will start in January. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher. It's all there. Make sure to check them out. Until then, we'll catch you soon.